gave me eyes. You couldn't hide it. We're in tonight, and I can't fight it. And we're left alone. The lights go low. You're moving tall, and I can feel something. Feel what I got, and you came along, and I couldn't turn off this ups and downs. What I feel now, I can't numb it out, but I can feel something.
The product of desire to inspire selfish harmony. Oh, and what? And we're back, everyone. So welcome Monday night to everyone who's out here listening. I'm trying to listen in, and how does that work? No? Let's see if we can get this going. Ben, why don't you take it over for a second? If we can. Nope. I don't think any of these headphones seem to work. Maybe this one? Hopefully. Can we hear it? Nope. I don't think any of these work. But let's try this one. Hopefully. Hello? I can't really seem to hear it. That is okay. Well, sorry about the technical difficulties, everyone. Hopefully, we can somehow hear myself speak, and I can hear you all. Ben, do you want to talk? Because I can't really hear anything.
Yeah, that works.
So,
hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Miami Let's
Hopefully,
Play.
You can hear him talk.
So,
well, I try to figure this out.
Stuff we got to talk about. We'll do some of that on air. I would say, in terms of like my life, not much has happened since the last time we've spoken. So, it's gonna be pretty chill. I got some music recommendations from some friends. So, I'll
Major
probably
problem.
Bring those on. Daniela is really Hello? Struggling over there.
Well,
I don't know if
you guys
can hear her.
Oh, wait, I can finally hear you.
Daniela is trying her best, and truly, that is what we care about.
Hello, Ben.
Hello, Daniela.
I can finally hear you. Okay. We love to see it. We love to hear it. We love to hear it. Okay. Oh my goodness. That was kind of a mess. But anyways, so thanks for your patience, everyone, of our, how many listeners do we have tonight? We have, oh wow. I don't know. I don't know how many listeners we have, but we have 9 listeners. Okay, well, I probably lost them all when I was trying to figure out the headphone situation, but that's okay. Ben, you want to tell them? Well, first I'll let you know what 2 songs we started off today's show with. That was "Hearts and Flowers" by Ralph Castelli, and then Ben, what song did you choose?
What song did I choose? It was recommended to me by our dear friend Spotify. It's called "Freaky Love"
by Captain Kidd. Kidd with 2 D's.
Daniela, can you please describe some of the album art to our loyal fans out there?
Think about fuzzy cuffs. That's all it was. Anyways, welcome. It is not Friday the 13th, Friday the 13th, 2020, as it says in the calendar here in the studio. It is actually, in fact, October 26th, 9:09 p.m. East Coast Ooh. Time. So I'm over here in studio, Curtis Hall, I guess, at the WMFO. Meanwhile, Ben is at Studio Fairmount.
Studio Fairmount.
Yes, and desperately wishing he was here to help me, but that's okay.
Yeah, Daniela needs some lessons, I think.
I do. I need a little refresher on the equipment here, or someone just needs to sort out this headphone situation soon. Anyways, well, we're going to keep playing some songs for you all tonight, like we normally do. Hopefully they're more coherent than normally, and we'll, give our banter like we normally do. So here is our next song by Versace. It's called "Needs." So hope you enjoy, and we'll talk to you all soon.
Somebody else. sitting on the ground now. As I'm dying, I'll be thinking about your face now. When I can't remember all the days now, all the days that we've been trying to forget about. How? Control yourself
you made me cry. I like it when I feel brokenhearted. I like it when I feel alone. Reflections of the waves. You're laying next to me with a t-shirt on your face. So you can stay asleep. Reflections of the waves. You're laying next to me with a t-shirt on your face. So you can stay asleep. And it makes my heart ache knowing what I need. Cause I know I'm not coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back home. When you've given someone the time.
I found we are no good fading out.
back.
Hello, welcome back to 91.5 FM, WMFO.
Tufts. Freeform Radio.
God, we nailed that one.
We really did. Yeah, so a few songs you listened to was, I already introduced the Versace song, but then you listened to Waves by Melt, which was a really good song, suggested by none other than Addison/Addie Ball. Sorry, she likes being called Addie. I'm sorry. Then we listened to Sarah by Alex G, which is always a good song. It reminds me of, like, a good, like, in an indie film, if you're gonna watch, like, a cry scene, like, of the person, like, running after a car or a set of bikes or something like that, like, crying, like, that, I don't know. I don't know why I always get that, but it's a really good song. Anyways, Daniela. Like, an A24 coming of age, like, alternative, like, coming of age, like, movie, and then, like, someone's, like, biking, chasing after someone.
If you were
someone.
Coming of age...
Yeah?
What would your coming of age montage look like?
Oh, my gosh. Lots of tears and, like, putting on a brave face while the wind hits you or in the sun is setting or something like that.
Daniela!
I have so... Dude, I have a playlist of songs that I could write a movie to. It's great.
I think I would be in a convertible... I'd be in either a minivan or a convertible in, like, a two-lane highway driving through a cornfield, you know?
Mm-hmm. See, I would do the biking or the driving or the just sitting on an Outlook and tears running down and of mixed emotions. Mixed emotions, not just sadness. And then flashes.
All of which are sadness, but they aren't all sadness.
Yes, so, and then flashes of memories, and they get quicker and quicker and quicker, and then the screen goes black as if I fainted. But I didn't faint, because I have never fainted, knock on wood. It's because the movie ends.
Daniela.
There'd be a beach scene. There would be a lot of zooming out of my face in the center of just looking confused and tired.
So much zooming out
and just like seeing the chaos around me. I'm just trying to move this closer to me. Yeah, so there's that.
Colin, what would your coming of age montage be like?
Yes, call in, folks, please, and I can give another shot. Give me another shot. 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-9636. Da 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 da.
We're going crazy. You need to call in.
Yeah, we are going crazy. This is my only way of coping. So yeah, join me. If you need help with coping in a slightly healthier way than what you're doing right now, take up radio. Call in. Speak your mind.
Talk to us about it.
Yes, these are low-key therapy sessions for Ben and I.
Yeah, we're about to get to the real stuff, so...
Yes, we are. I'm just trying to increase your volume here, sir. Try talking again.
Hello?
Oh, whoa, yes, that's...
Whoa! Okay, wait, I'm gonna give you another song, I feel like...
Give me another song, dude.
This one's gonna be kind of a banger.
Kind of. Only... High key bangers here, sir.
Okay,
please.
I want everyone right now, all of you nine folks out there, you fine folks, to think through the song I just texted Daniela to play.
Oh, wow, OMG, you guys don't understand. I love this song growing up, and is that a surprise? No,
it's a surprise.
Is it a surprise that I love this song? Wait, I gotta... That's, oh, my goodness. Ugh. The artistry, friends, on the air.
Just the incredible talent.
Yes, okay.
That this artist has. Underappreciated this time.
Extremely. So I'm just gonna play the song. This song, / the artist, but mainly this song needs no introduction. And, I hope you all enjoy, because you have no other option but to enjoy. So listen here.
And it goes a little something like this. Hit it! To me. Another crazy story? Come on, AC.
I was hanging at the court, just playing some ball, working on my game.
Yeah, we heard it all.
I heard the fans screaming, I thought it was for me. But then I saw a shadow, it was 12-foot-3. It was Shaquille O'Neal.
What? What did he say?
How about some one-on-one you wanna play?
I told him why not, I got some time. But when I beat you real bad, try not to cry.
Please, Aaron, are you for real? One-on-one with Shaquille O'Neal?
Yeah, 34 center from the LA Lakers.
You must have been nervous.
I could take him, stare to Shaq, psych him out. Said, O'Neal, you're in my house now. Start the game, the whistle blows. Pay attention close as the story goes. It's like boom, boom. I put it in the hoop like slam. I heard the crowd screaming, I'm jammed. I swear that I'm telling you the facts, cause that's how I beat Shaq. Boom, boom. I put it in the hoop like slam. I heard the crowd screaming, I'm jammed. I swear that I'm telling you the facts, cause that's how I beat Shaq. So check it out. I thought I had the lead, but then he started scoring mad points on me. I was throwing up bricks.
Was he hitting all the shots?
I knew there was a way that I could make it stop. I had a plan, I could change the pace. I said, yo, Shaq, you didn't tie your shoelace.
Huh?
He looked down, I stole the ball. I'm taking him to school now, watch me all. A three-pointer, nothing but net. Come on, Shaq, had enough yet? Down by two, I'm catching up. I guess you're getting nervous, cause you know what he loves. It's like, boom,
boom.
I put it in the hoop like slam. Still be friends. Fans went nuts, they put me on their shoulders. Then I heard a voice and it sounded like my mother's.
Get up for school, you're gonna be late.
Ma, can't you see that I'm playing the game?
How could you be playing if you're still in bed? Are you getting sick? Did you hit your head?
Oh man, it was all a dream. I guess the kind of thing can never happen to me. If it was a dream and it wasn't real, how'd I get a jersey with the name O'Neal? O'Neal, O'Neal.
Whoa.
And we are back. I hope you liked that little song we had you all listen to, because again, you didn't have much of a choice to listen to that or not. Yeah, so I hope you all enjoyed it. Ben, your thoughts?
I think it's a good song, and while that song was playing, I did do some research, and I want to share some of what I found, if that's all right.
Yeah, share it.
Everyone heard that song, I assume, because they didn't mute it, because they're still here. And you know what? Well, there's
what
so
did you
much
send
going on
me?
On Aaron Carter's Wikipedia page. The first thing that I would like to speak about is that his older brother, Nick, of the band Backstreet Boys. Come on. That voice that you just heard is related to somebody in the Backstreet Boys. Also, he was in Seussical and he stayed with Lindsay Lohan. Is this not the number one most interesting person on the planet? Let me know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think he might be. He's also a bicon, so, like, what else do you need in a person like that? A what's it called? A celebrity, a B-list celebrity figure, you know?
Also, he has a restraining order against his ex-girlfriend. I'm not going to read more about that because it's probably actually a problem.
Yeah.
but I feel like that's like a thing that just like existed only in cartoons when we were growing up. I feel like he's interesting. He dated Lindsay Lohan and Hilary Duff.
What this? I wonder what. I mean, like, isn't it crazy? Like, think about all the relationships you and you've been. Imagine if one of them got famous or was famous. Like they're just people too. Like, oh, they got their weird things, right? And their funny things and stuff.
The last thing I want to say about Aaron Carter is that under the health category on his Wikipedia page.
Why do they even have a health category under his Wikipedia page?
It lists lactose intolerance. That does not count. I'm lactose intolerant. It doesn't count.
It doesn't count as what part of your health? I mean, I would argue then it does.
I just feel like it's not, like, that's just a thing that's inconvenient sometimes. Like, how lactose intolerant do you have to be that it's, like, notable? I don't know.
I mean, there are people who are extremely lactose intolerant, and you and I both, oh my goodness, I'm just fussing with all this stuff. You and I both know those people, Ben. That's the thing.
I'm lactose intolerant. It's fine.
It's fine. We're okay.
Wait. He was in a Lizzie McGuire episode?
Yeah.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Yes. I used to love watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch. That
was
great.
He was in something called The House of Carters?
Yes. Oh my god. I think
where
I vaguely
he played himself?
Yeah.
Come on.
A king. A bicon
king. An actual king.
And he beat Shaq, guys. He really did that. He beat Shaq. What have you done? Tell me. Call in 855-915-9636. And what have you done that could rival that? Have you beat Shaq? No. I don't think so. Sorry, this is not supposed to be aggressive or challenging. Although it was very much came across that way.
Just know you haven't.
But I am want to know. Have you beat other people? How do you measure up compared to, like, I'm sorry, I can't do, I,
our icon,
Aaron Carter. Okay, I can't take myself seriously anymore. we're going to listen to another song that you shouldn't take yourself seriously listening to that Ben was so kind to share with us.
It's mostly about making Danielle listen to it alone in the studio.
Oh my gosh. Wow, he loves to do this. And then after that, we'll hear a lovely PSA that my co-host, Benjamin Michelle, will read.
Oh, am I?
Also, you know what's really funny? Whenever, like, Siri reads your name, it's always Michelle. Ben
Siri
Michelle.
Siri likes to give me a little, like, something spicy in there.
Oh, you wish. Anyways, we're going to listen to the song. Have fun.
Witch doctor, give us the magic words.
All right, you go ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang.
All right,
ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah, ting tang, walla walla bang bang.
Do 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 do.
Doctor, I was in love with you.
Do, 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 do.
I told the witch doctor I was in love with you.
Do, 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 do.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He told me,
ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang.
Do, do, do.
I told the witch doctor you didn't love me nice.
Do, do, do.
And then the witch doctor he gave me this.
It's fun.
And we're on, and Ben's trying to convince me that that song was really fun. And you know what? I can't hate him with it, because he recently just explained to me that that song had sentimental value to him. So, now do I feel mean? Correct. You just guess.
And
you should. I do feel mean. I don't know. Maybe we just listened to different music growing up. We sure did. But as a kid, I don't know what I... I mean, my parents played a lot of, like, funny Spanish music. Like this one song. I forgot what it's called. It goes...
Wait,
sa,
try to
sa,
find
sa,
it.
Yatusa, yatusa. Sa, 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 yatusa. Oh, my God. I got to figure this out. Wait. Sa, 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 yatusa, yatusa. Not to be confused with tusa. Let's see. Let's... By Carol G, throwback to Madrid Spring 2020. Yep.
Rip.
May she rest in peace.
It's
from the... Wait. It's from... I was in Cancun... Oh, well, this person spelled Cancun wrong. Like, I was in Cancun. And, okay, so... Mesa que más aplauda. Yes. Yes, this is it.
Get it up there, Danielle. Yes, put it on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, here it is. This is really who it's by. Interesting. Okay, give me one second.
And you know what's the worst? The worst is when you've been listening to a song and you really like it, and then you find out it's a cover.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, let's see. We're going to be quiet a little bit here on the set, right here.
Tenemos DJ rápidamente.
Que comience la fiesta.
Mesa, mesa, mesa que más aplauda. Mesa que más aplauda. Mesa que más aplauda.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, we've got to get to the point where it starts. Yeah, so anyways, you get the picture. What'd you say?
Did you play it?
You are on, and we did play it.
Heck yeah.
So yeah. Anyways, sorry for that diverging thing. Ben is going to, I didn't mean to yell that over the thing, but Ben is going to read the PSA.
Okay. Everyone, this is something that comes near and dear to my heart. This is something that I care a lot about. So.
And I can tell a
I'm
story.
I'm going to read it now.
Read it.
Space heater. I care about this just because, you know, we all want to be warm. We truly do. Danielle, do you have a backing track for me?
A backing track.
I want like a solemn kind of.
I don't know what to do.
Some like sincere piano is what I want.
Sincere piano. Peaceful piano. All right.
Tell me when we're ready.
Oh, wait. Here we go. This looks great. Give me one moment. And we are up.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
We all want to be warm, but you know what? We also all want to be safe. Space heater safety tips. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, especially right now, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. So, it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable space heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts. Educational radio.
Thank you for such an amazing Sorry, you couldn't hear me. Thank you for such an amazing PSA. As always, Ben, informative. You know, one time I found a pair of pants that weren't mine or any of my housemates behind our radiator.
Oh, that is so bad.
Incredibly bad. That just shows you the type of people that lived in our house before us. So, yeah. So we're gonna play a few more songs because we still got about 19 minutes with you all. And yeah, so here
19 of the best minutes with the best, y'all.
The best, yes. So right now you're gonna listen to a song by Animal Collective. And yes, the vibe changed quite drastic, but we wouldn't want to have it any other way
at
the show.
I'll bring it back, don't worry.
We wouldn't want to have it any other way in the show, because that is how we operate. So enjoy, everyone. Please.
Started running as a kindness to myself. You couldn't love me any different from anyone else. Late explanation, but you didn't need hindsight. Both of us knew it. I just had to get it all off of my mind. It's a guilty kind of conscience. Letting love last till it doesn't. Didn't come all of a sudden. Like when I finally let you go. Take some time. We can learn to be alone. Best to be separate, not right by your side. And you know it feels right when I finally let you go. There's some good in goodbye.
that you're angry, but letting you down is not a crime. Didn't believe me when I said I cared if you cried. So contradicting, I could have just stole your line. Oh, you're so selfish that I wanted to make sure that you felt alright. It's a guilty kind of conscience, kind of hurts me till it doesn't. Thinking it's love when it wasn't love.
The ever coming home. I like you with your sour candy in the boathouse on the lake. But
up, I'm in the in-between, honey. 1 foot out, and I know the weight is coming. Because I left it by the bed last night. Open my eyes and stare and pray for life. Always 1 foot out when you say goodbye to the one that you love. One dream away from the ones above. That's such a rhythm in my life these days. So I hold on tight and I learn to behave. Because I lied to you, I lied to you, I lied to your face in the summer. Your face in the summer. You had long hair then. I'm singing now.
Good morning to the cops. Good morning to my upstairs neighbor. And to the kids at 42. Anyone who lent me a favor. I wish that I could stop. Somebody lend me a favor soon.
Woke up in the corner store, someone saying my name. Everybody moving around, acting like nothing had changed. But something had changed in me. Yes, she touched me, said I know you're not to blame. What a weight to live under. What a lie that's been covered. I'm talking bad. Rolling thunder. I know I left you on the street last night. So I'm holding on, grabbing out a light.
How come I lied to you? I lied to you. I lied to your face in the summer. Your face in the summer. I had my hair short then.
I'm singing now.
Good morning to the cops. Good morning to my upstairs neighbor. And to the kids at 42. Anyone who lent me a favor. I wish that I could stop.
We are back, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Ben, sorry, you're really quiet.
Can you believe that the hour's over and now you're going to have to listen to someone else?
Yeah, what a thought. What a thought, right? Anyways, so...
In my mind, that's wild.
Well, we just wanted to thank you for listening, and this is our last song. You listened to a bunch of songs, actually. Leaf House by Animal Collective, Guilty Conscious by Madeline, L.A. or La Girl by the Booyah Kids, Sour Candy by Melt, which we always seem to play, and Good Morning by Bleachers. And the next song is a Vampire Weekend song off of their Father of the Bride album, first song on the track. And yeah, so the song, yeah, anyways.
I want to highlight one thing before we go.
Yeah, highlight it.
No one called in.
No one called in. And that makes me want to cry. Just as much as the song that we're going to listen to next.
I mean, we're doing, like, we're out here and we're not doing...
Actually,
like,
wait, there's 12 listeners. There's 12 listeners.
There's 12?
There's 12 listeners. Wow, you guys increased the number.
Okay, then I won't go off. No. I was going to go off, but I won't.
Okay. Well, have a great night, everyone. Stay safe, as always, and we'll see you next time when I'm in Studio Bromfield and my lovely co-host Ben will be here. And, yeah. We'll miss you all. We will see you next all week.
Dearly.
In November. Anyways.
Whoa. Take that out.
Sorry. Okay, bye.
Why you think you gotta leave? Promises of future glory don't make a case for me. I did my best and all the rest is hidden by the clouds. I can't.